Now, I could mention many more details of the mandala, but there's no time. Just one more point, though, before we pass on to the sexual symbolism. Within the three circles of the mandala, the three circles I've just mentioned, is a palace. And this palace is the mandala proper. The five divisions of the mandala, with the five Buddhas, are all located here. The symbolism of the palace, by the way, is a whole subject in itself. Not going into that. For present, I'm concerned only with one point. And the point is that the palace has four gates opening towards each of the four directions. And each gate has a guardian, a very dreadful, very terrible figure, usually black or blue, very wrathful appearance, with a red tongue hanging out, glaring eyes, a great thick body, and surrounded by flames. So what is this? This is the guardian of the gate. Guardian of the gate of the mandala. Guardian, if you like, of the integrity of that higher self. But it's not just a guardian. It's not just a question of keeping out the surging forces of the unconscious. The guardian is ready also to take the offensive, to sally forth from the gate. In other words, the higher consciousness must not only defend itself against the inroads of unconsciousness, it must actively appropriate the contents of the unconscious and transform them, transmute them, and include them within the mandala. So that in a sense the mandala gets bigger and bigger, including more and more, until eventually we're told in a sense the whole earth, the whole existence, at least the whole psyche, becomes one great mandala, with everything integrated, everything harmonized. And that state is the state of enlightenment.